This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to John Hitchcock this morning, meteorologist at the National Weather Service, and look at the day ahead. John, what are we in for?
Yeah, we have a beautiful day ahead. It is a little chilly this morning. We're only in the low 30s right now. So as you head out the door, a little chilly this morning. We warm up very quick under sunny skies. Expect a high close to 70 by later this afternoon. So a big swing from early morning to the afternoon.
Wow. I mean, that's a major shift from 30 to near 70 this afternoon. How long do we keep this nice warm weather for?
This warm weather will last for a couple days. We'll be close to 70 again on Saturday. Not quite as sunny and not completely dry on Saturday. There will be a chance of a few rain showers, mainly from late morning through mid to late afternoon, but certainly not an all-day rain. There'll still be plenty of rain-free time for you to get outside on Saturday. And then Sunday, still warm through the first half of the day, but more widespread rain as a cold front moves through the area. So Sunday looks like the wetter of the two weekend days. Still warm in the morning, but then turning colder in the afternoon behind that cold front.
John, everyone wants to know, are we done with winter?
No, we're definitely not done with snow. We have records going back about 140 years in Buffalo or longer than that, and we've had at least a trace or more of snow every single April. So we still have some time to go before snow is completely gone. But the good news is this time of year, if it does snow, it's typically gone within a day or two.
All right. Well, hey, I don't want to see it, but we'll enjoy the weekend. You know, tomorrow we got the Old Neighborhood Parade here in Buffalo. Kicks off at 11. I know today we're talking about, you know, we're going into work. It's 30 degrees, even though we're expecting 70. Early in the morning tomorrow, I mean, are we going to see kind of a similar type of shift where we might start off pretty chilly and then warm up? What does the timeline look like?
Yeah, the night tonight is going to be much, much warmer than the last night early this morning. We're only going to drop to around 50 overnight, so it'll already be warming into the 60s by mid to late morning tomorrow. So a much warmer start to the day tomorrow.
All right, that is good. And then out on the lake, you know, we saw ice, you know, a frozen lake for the first time in a few years. What do you think about that ice cover and when that might be disappearing?
That ice will be staying with us for quite some time still. When you're dealing with a very large body of water like Lake Erie with a large volume of ice, it takes a long time for that ice to melt in place. That will definitely be there through the end of the month and probably into early April before it completely melts in place.
Well, hey, thanks for the update and loving the temperature that we'll see later on this afternoon. John Hitchcock, meteorologist over at the National Weather Service, joining us live.